The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
I'm joined in the studio by the lovely, beautiful Adam Fogarty. How are you?
Thank you, Jenny. Yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
I'm sorry that we didn't give you a heads up that we were going to take a photograph, because I know you would have liked to.
I would have got the makeup done this morning.
Just a smidge.
Yeah, I know.
Right, this week anyway.
Hey, can I just say, the new studio, oh my God. Is it looking good? I thought Pulse and 2XM had the best studios in RTE.
Oh, I don't know. The digital
look at it
bunker now. I'm not sure. I might swap you.
I'm a little bit jealous.
At least I didn't get an electric shock when we were in the digital bunker. Apparently we've just figured out, I think it's all the copper in here.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's the hair is kind of sticking up there.
It's flying
much
through
like
me.
Mine.
Flying through me. Right, okay. This week, the best album of all time, inverted commas, is going to be released. That is according to the man himself.
Yeah, Yeezy season is upon us. February 11th, New York Fashion Week, the release of Kanye's 7th studio album.
Yeah.
Yet to be titled. I don't know if you've been keeping up with Kanye on Twitter over the last couple of weeks, but literally, he's changed the name from So Help Me God to Swish to Waves back to So Help Me God. And as of yesterday morning, there is no album title. He has said that it's now a secret and it will be revealed over the next couple of days. But yeah, February 11th, we're gearing up for what he believes is the greatest album of all time.
What's your view kind of on it? Do you reckon, like, I have to say I love Kanye West, big fan, super talented, and I just feel probably in the last couple of years you sort of lose sight of that because there's so much other kind of crap that goes on around him. But when you think back to The College Dropout and to me Through the Wire, which I don't know whether it was because his jaw was wired shut that I actually found him more pleasant to listen to. It's possible.
He had less to say.
He did. But he was so talented. I mean, he kind of started out in the background with Jay-Z and people like that, and suddenly he became as big as, if not in some ways, bigger.
Yeah, like Kanye is fearless in many ways, both musically and in his life and how he lives it in the public persona. And he's always had talent. So when he signed with Jay-Z and Rockefeller and he released The College Dropout, we saw the talent that Kanye has or had in him, and that evolved over time to the position that he's in now. So I think as Kanye got more popular, because he's an incredible musician and a credible hit writer, as he got better over years, so did the ego. And now he's found himself in a position where it's not just about music, it's about art, it's about culture, it's about what he calls product. And we see him working with Nike, we see him working with Louis Vuitton, we see him working with Adidas now. So it's not just Kanye the musician anymore, it's Kanye the brand.
But is Kanye the brand, or Kanye, is it like, is that realistic, or is he putting it on? It reminds me a bit of, you know, years ago when Joaquin Phoenix decided to kind of go off on one and everyone thought he's after losing it. But actually he was doing it on purpose.
It was a great spoof, yeah.
Because it seems so mental when you see him being interviewed. You're like, nobody could actually be that obnoxious, could they?
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a balance there with Kanye, and I don't want to get too serious with it, but with Kanye, a lot of what he does is for profile, and it's to keep his name in the social sphere and keep people chatting about him, because he always has something coming up. Like, Kanye is an incredibly prolific writer. He's had 7 studio albums, 2 collaborative albums, and a bunch of records that he's wrote for, you know, some of the biggest pop stars in the world over the last 12 years. You know, he's had about an album every year and a half for the last 12 years, and that's an incredible thing. So with Kanye, he has the ability, but he sensationalizes a lot of things just to keep his name in the public sphere. Like, Kanye knows what he's at. This is all a game for Kanye. And he knows how to play it. And I think he enjoys playing it too, you know? But we can't take away from the talent. If we pare everything back and look at Kanye as a producer, a musician, a creative person, both in the fashion world, the artistic world, or in music, he's got the talent. But unfortunately for Kanye, when people look at him, they ask questions like you're asking right now. It's like, God, this guy's pretty obnoxious, or this guy's a bit of a fool. I can't relate to him anymore. I can't take him serious. So I think it works against him in many ways, because his character is starting to get a little too comical, and people can't take him
serious.
But
then you've got people who just love him no matter what he does. You know, and you're always going to have that, you know. But even, you know, when you actually, we've kind of dug up some of his tracks over the years, and it's only when you actually do And we've literally got a handful on the screen even, and you're kind of like, God, you forget. Like,
there's not enough time to go through Kanye's hit list. That's the thing.
There really isn't. This is one, actually, I remember a friend of mine, and this is true, actually had as a first dance at her wedding.
You're joking me. What is it?
That is true, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
He did.
How did that marriage last?
Well, it's still going strong, but yeah, it is one of those tracks. Jesus Walks was another song when it came out.
That's groundbreaking. And the lyrical content. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
The one that actually strikes me as well, I remember seeing it performed on the TV. It was one of the, I think it could have been the VMAs or it was something like that, or was it? It was one of the music shows anyway, or award ceremonies that Kanye West Love Lockdown was premiered on. And I remember seeing it and thinking, oh my God, it struck me as there was nothing like that at the time. And it was so different that you were like, it's actually quite brilliant. We just remind ourselves. It was such a long intro into it. I remember watching it that night, and he was just standing there as a silhouette on the stage.
I think he was dressed in all white, and he just had the MPC in front of him, and he had the vocoder plugged into the mouth. That kind of shows and proves the fearlessness of Kanye as an artist to stand on stage and do something like that on his own, because that could have went one of two ways, and it obviously resonated with you and urban music fans as well.
You never forget something like that.
Exactly.
You never forget a moment,
exactly.
And especially now when you get to a point in music that you think everything has been done, what's possibly left, but you kind of know, even though he might annoy you, that he's going to find something that we didn't think of, that we didn't think existed anymore.
Yes, like he's really experimental, and he does try and push boundaries in the urban music sphere. The problem that I have with Kanye is that a lot of people believe him to be like just a groundbreaking artist or musician. But in many ways, a lot of what Kanye does has been done by different artists outside of the urban music scene for years. And there's more avant-garde and there's more challenging musicians out there than Kanye. The difference is Kanye has this massive public profile in the commercial world that people look at him and go, oh my God, that's an incredible record by Kanye. I can't believe he's done this, or I can't believe he's done that. Whereas there's been artists with lower profiles across the world doing that type of stuff for years.
He's look at someone like Kendrick Lamar and people like that are groundbreaking too. And I suppose in light of what you're saying, it's probably somewhat similar.
And Kendrick features on the new album too. There's nothing new under the sun. What we have is reinterpretations or new experiments with different sounds, and that's what Kanye has done since the College Dropout. He's kind of evolved his sound from the traditional boom bap hip hop sampling, where like the likes of Gold Digger or Through the Wire, the old Shaka Khan sample. We're now at a point where it came to 808s and Heartbreaks. From there on, Kanye started to move into the more electronic world using live instrumentation and things like that. And he's now at a point where it's just like a melting pot of sounds. The whole sound palette for Kanye's music is completely changed. We're in a really exciting place with Kanye, but don't get it twisted. This is not Kanye.
Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Yo. I'm saying, don't get
There's
it twisted.
The promo.
Kanye, y'all hear me? But I'm being serious.
Yeah.
What Kanye has done, he works with different producers all of the time, so it's not Kanye on his own. He's got a team of great writers around him, different collaborators. So he's taking different influences from people that are around him, but the things that he's doing has been done before.
Yeah.
It's just that he has the profile to bring us to a wider audience.
Well, look, let's go back and remind ourselves of really kind of where it started. So this is Kanye West, Through the Wire. Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they, huh? I spit it through the wire, man. Now, you see, that's what I mean. That to me, that's the Kanye West that I fell in love with anyway.
Stone cold classic right there.
So good, Through the Wire. Siobhan Smith has tweeted us here. A lot of people coming in on this. But Love Lockdown is one of my all-time favourite songs ever. It is, you know.
You can't hate on that, yeah. Great choice.
You absolutely can't. So the album anyway, February 11th, which is this Thursday, which is an unusual release date because we normally have a Friday or a Monday.
Yeah, kind of strange, but I think the reason for that is to tie it in with New York Fashion Week, where Kanye is also releasing Yeezy Season 3, which is the collaboration with Adidas. So it's the new trainer line, new clothing line.
Now, I would like a pair of them.
You sound like a hype beast to me.
Yeah, well, look, to be honest with you, I could do with a pair because I've had to take the ones I'm wearing off because of the copper in here. But I'm feeling if I was wearing the Yeezys, I'd be okay.
Do you like the lows or do you like the highs?
I like the highs, actually.
Yeah, me too. I prefer them.
Yeah, I think that could be the thing. So, collaboration-wise, then, what are we looking at? We know we've got Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, well, we've heard a few tracks over the last year. We've heard the 4 or 5 Seconds with Rihanna and Paul McCartney. We've heard Wolves.
I wasn't that gone on that one, I have to say. Yeah, it's a bit flat, kind of
sounded like a demo in many ways.
Album track that you kind of skip past,
absolutely,
you know?
And we've also had Real Friends, so Kanye has put those out over the last couple of months. They won't feature on the album, Sia and Wolves with Vic Mensa, that will feature on the album, but the other two tracks won't.
Okay.
And over the last couple of weeks, Kanye has released 2 tracks from it, which are up on his SoundCloud, and if you want to check those out, you can go to the pulse.rte.ie website. You can check them out there. But in terms of collaborations, you've got Kendrick Lamar, Ty Dolla $ign, Post Malone, Sia, Vic Mensa, and in terms of producers, we've got the legendary Madlib, Boy Wonder, and Kashmir Cat. So that's really exciting to see who he's working with, particularly for me, Ty Dolla $ign and Post Malone, because Post Malone is this white guy who kind of exploded onto the scene last year with a track called White Iverson, which was just a beautiful piece of work, real wavy trap future R&B sound.
Yeah.
So his collaboration with him is going to be really, really interesting.
Do we have any indication as to what the style of the album is going to be, or will it be kind of across different genres? Do we reckon?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a kind of a varied spectrum, because the track that he's released with Kendrick Lamar is called No More Parties in LA. That's a real traditional hip hop sounding track. It's an old funk sample produced by Madlib. Whereas the Real Friends track is this real trap, low slung future R&B sound. So I expect it to go that direction. I expect it to be quite dark in its sound and the sound palette that's used. And looking at the collaborators there, there's no kind of there's no real pop collaboration on the album outside of Sia. And most people would say Sia is on the fringes of pop anyway as an artist. So yeah. I don't expect too many singles from this album to hit the charts and do really, really well.
We're probably not going to be playing a lot of them daytime.
I doubt it. We'll see.
However, you probably will be able to check them out on 2XM and RT Pulse, which I never gave you a proper intro before you came in. So, you know, legend to the stars, Adam Fogarty from 2XM and RT Pulse.
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate
found
that.
Found in such places as.
Yes.
So the album anyway, so Thursday is what we're looking at.
Thursday, in line with the fashion release.
Yeah, so which I always get excited about when I'm looking forward to a new album, because it means Wednesday at midnight.
Yeah, and as you said, an early Valentine's Day present for a lot
gift.
Of people, you know.
Wouldn't that be a nice little gift now to get?
I wouldn't mind it.
It's probably not the most romantic album, but I think it'd be a nice gift. Yeah. I would like to get that anyway.
Absolutely.
Adam Fogarty, thank you so much. We're going to finish on a Kanye track that you have chosen.
Yes, All of the Lights by Kanye, an absolute anthem, I think quite fitting to finish on. Salute to Kanye. I think we should be excited about the album. So go check it out.
Brilliant. Adam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jenny.